All righty.
It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of
Visalia. Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to another episode, a very special edition. Am I the asshole? Ask Nikki and Randy. We are going to pass judgment. I have collected some of the best and worst and some fresh ones that have not yet been determined.
All right.
For us to decide.
Who's the asshole here?
First up, we're going to start off strong with some pretty good ones. All right.
All right.
Am I the asshole for switching my milk to regular milk to prove that my lactose intolerant roommate was stealing from me? That's a good one. I'm going to go not an asshole because I'm, you know, this guy has confronted his roommate and asked him to stop drinking his milk. Roommate obviously refuses, so he switched to milk. And if the roommate wasn't stealing, he wouldn't be punished.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the roommate's the asshole.
Yeah, this guy is not an asshole.
Gotcha.
All right, let's go with one of the worst ones.
Oh, one of the worst ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not wanting my dad to walk me down the aisle because he's in a wheelchair?
Oh,
yeah,
yes, you are.
That is bad.
Yes, you're going to hell. Yeah. You're an asshole. Yes, you are.
She, let's see. Yeah, her dad broke almost every bone in his body and was left paralyzed from the waist down in a bad hit and run car accident. She hates seeing him in pain and tries to avoid seeing him because it makes her uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. Even then, oh my goodness.
Yep, you're the asshole.
That's tragic.
Big one. Big asshole.
That's tragic. Yep. All right. This one has not been determined yet. Am I the asshole for telling my parents if they want to charge me rent, then they need to treat me like an adult?
One more time.
His parent, he lives with his parents.
Yeah.
He just turned 18.
Yeah.
He is living with his mom and dad for free right now. Yeah. They said they want to start charging him $650 a month. But he's still being treated like, where are you going? What are you doing?
Oh.
Like, kept tabs on.
He wants to be treated like an adult.
Yeah.
Do we know if he's going to school or got a job?
He's got a job. But they have, here's another point, they have Life 360 on his phone, so they track his location.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's not working or, oh, he does work full time. Sorry, no school, works full time.
Works full time. I don't think he's the asshole because he wants to be treated like an adult, so they should start treating him like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're gonna charge him rent, then they should treat him like an adult.
Yep.
So, no, he's not the answer.
I agree. There is a line, though, because even, like, living with roommates, you got to respect them, right? Don't be making noise at 3 in the morning. That's not your parents treating you like a kid. That's treating your roommates with respect, right?
Right. So don't be playing video games at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's
and
right.
Coming after drinking and all that stuff.
That's right.
Party. Yeah.
All right.
Want to be an adult, got to play all the fields and not just the ones that you want when it's convenient.
Mm-hmm. And that's a steal on rent, by the way.
Yeah.
$650 a month.
It Ooh. Is now.
Yeah. My gosh. All right. Am I the asshole for not wanting to pick up my wife from the airport at 12:30 in the morning?
Yes.
Yes.
Big one.
Get up. That's your wife.
Big one.
You get up and you drive your
ass. If your
ass.
Freaking wife is at home or gets to the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning, you pick her up.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You be there and you be there early. And then you take her to McDonald's for breakfast.
That's right. Or Denny's.
Yeah, 24 hours.
Good God.
Yeah. Okay, this one's kind of sad. Am I the asshole for canceling my daughter's therapy because she has bad grades?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's probably the only thing. She says she's tired of paying $120 per session. She's seeing no progress. It feels like a waste of money.
Get a new therapist then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
get her a new therapist.
Even then, if her grades are hurting, isn't that a sign that she needs the therapy? Poor thing. You're an asshole, Mom.
Yeah.
Get your daughter some therapy.
Get her a new therapist. That's not working. Sounds
mm-hmm.
like she needs therapy with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one requires a little bit of backstory.
Okay.
The person writing this post is the VP of sales at a software company, and one of the sales rep's parents passed away. Okay, so the employee is 22 years old, has been working there for about 10 months. Parents just passed away, was up for a promotion, and makes about $90,000 with commission. Has called out or has requested a 1 month paid leave of absence from work. The entire management team has noticed this, and they decided to fire the employee. Am I the asshole for firing my employee after his parents died? I think that's illegal.
Yeah, I started to say there's some legal ramifications going on there.
Yeah, this might not be in the U.S., but if it is, that's illegal.
You got a case there.
Yeah. You got a case there. Ooh, yeah.
Most companies, you should check your handbook. Most companies,
yeah, right.
give you a week of time off, especially if it's like your parents or somebody.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Might want to look at that.
Yeah.
Might want to look at that.
Okay.
In other words, yes, they're the assholes.
They are definitely. All right. Where is this other one? This one is a really good one. Oh man, sorry. I'm scrolling. I'm still scrolling.
It's okay. I'm just over here looking at TikTok.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok.
I'm just looking at my TikTok.
Am I the asshole for pretending to get fired when a customer gets angry with me? That's a good one, isn't it?
No, you are not.
Nope. The customer is the asshole. First of all, let's get that out of the way. Yep. Don't get mad at your customer service people. They are working really hard. It's a difficult job.
And there's probably less and less of them because no one wants to work.
Mm-hmm.
And get off my lawn. Oh,
exactly. No, I think that would be hilarious. And if it turned out funny enough the first time, I would do that every time.
You're like, I'm sorry, I don't work here.
That's great.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's great. Am I the asshole for getting a whole other table after my husband didn't save me a seat at dinner party? That came out. The grammar on that. All right. Her husband didn't save her a seat at a restaurant. They were meeting friends for a dinner party. They arrived separately. Husband did not save her a seat. They were going to have to rearrange all of the chairs at the table.
Stop right there. She's not the asshole. He is.
Nope. That's correct. I agree. That came out. Yeah, no. That is correct.
Take note.
Save
Anthony.
Your
Take
wife
note.
A seat. Goodness gracious. Okay. Am I the asshole for not wanting to sign a document blindfolded? What?
No, you are not.
Yeah. Oh,
Who's
she says this
you
is
do
like
that
a thing.
Too? Who's making you do that is the question.
Her husband.
Oh.
That's so bad.
That's a prenup that you're signing. Don't
do it. That's a new life insurance policy. Watch your back, girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so she said he tried to make it a game. She said he normally doesn't let her look at documents or read them carefully when he asked her to sign them. But this time he asked her to wear a full blindfold. And when she said no, he said, never mind then, and stopped bringing it up, but kept on asking. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's that $3 million life insurance policy.
Yep. And then she's going to suspiciously fall down the stairs.
Yeah. 2 days later.
That's so weird. And she still doesn't know what the document was, but I'm betting it was something like that.
Yep.
That's life insurance.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
People are crazy.
So this wife says that she married her husband a year ago. His mom, mother-in-law's snoopy and annoying AF. That's a direct quote. She keeps bugging them to get an emergency key that she would only use in an emergency. But they knew, or they had a feeling, that she would not use it just in an emergency. So they gave her a fake key. The mom tried to use the key. It was a fake key, and it started a huge fight between all three of them. They're all three mad at each other. Is she an asshole for giving her mother-in-law a fake house key and exposing her for being a snoop?
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
That is a tough one. Doesn't sound like she's very good friends with her mother-in-law.
Mm-mm. She said she's kind of always felt like her mother-in-law had a problem with her. They've never really gotten along.
Sounds like her mother-in-law likes to butt in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like her mother-in-law
is a snoop, 100%. Yeah.
Sounds like her son needs to
set some boundaries. Yep.
Because he's a mama's boy and doesn't want to get anybody mad.
Mm-hmm.
So for giving her a fake key, funny as hell. I'm gonna say no. You're not the asshole.
I wouldn't say either. I can see how. Like, from the mother-in-law's point of view.
People get pissed. I can see where she'd be pissed about it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, she obviously set her up. But if I was the wife, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry.
I must have gave you the key to the garage or the other house.
Exactly. But since it came up. Yeah. But since it came up, what were you doing trying to get into my house?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. This is another good, like, we got to make a decision on this one. All right. Wife's husband went on a trip. The husband asked the wife to pick him up. Side note. Her husband's mom is crazy. She dyes her hair and dresses, the mom does, to look like the wife. Okay.
That's crazy.
Mom dropped the husband off at the airport really early in the morning, so he asked his mom to do it. Mama's boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Asked his wife to pick him up. Wife goes to pick up the husband and sees the mom there waiting. Is she the asshole for walking out of the airport when she saw the mom waiting for the husband at the airport?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, was the mom supposed to pick up the husband?
No.
Wife was.
Wife was supposed to pick him up, but mom showed up just because. And remember, mom is crazy.
Mom is crazy,
we
all
know
right.
this. Mom dyes her hair and buys clothes to look like the wife.
That's crazy.
So, she abandoned her husband to go home with the mom because she was mad that the mom was there. Is she an asshole? I'm going to say yes.
He's going to get home.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then when he gets home, she's going to say, well, I went to pick you up, but your mom was there.
Yeah. So, I figured. Yeah. I'm going to say asshole on that one because I think, you know, again, I don't have a bad mother-in-law, so I just say suck it up.
I would have walked over and said, oh, you're here, so I'm just going to go home.
Mm. See, I would have made her drive home alone and took my husband home in my car. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, sorry, we're going to ride together. Bye. Like, she just showed up for nothing. Because I think that was what she wanted, was to take her son home from the airport, right? So you got to be meaner than the mother-in-law.
Mom is the asshole here, it sounds mm-hmm. like to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
a lot of mama's boys in these stories. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so bizarre. Wow. Some of these are crazy, but so hard to describe. Let me find another.
Don't mind me. I'll just go back to scrolling.
Yeah, let's mm-hmm. let's see what's fresh.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, man.
See what's going on in my house. I check the blink cameras. Probably nothing.
Any more ghosty activity?
No more ghosting activities as of yet, but, you know,
there's still time.
The day is fresh.
Mm-hmm.
New. The summertime, though, you know, I think ghosts get scared of the heat just like everybody else does.
Aww.
There's not a lot of stuff going on.
I like that idea. Humanize the ghosts.
My camera is upside down, though, so I'm not sure what's up with that.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's ghost activity.
Kind of weird.
That's ghosty activity.
Well, actually, ResCom was there cleaning, so I think it just got
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there's the guy right there, and he's buffing it, and it's got flipped around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
They're doing a fabulous job.
Yeah. All right, I got another interesting one. It has not been decided yet.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my mom she's making me fat? I lost my job and had to move into my parents' house. She enjoys cooking me dinner, but never cooks anything healthy. When I try to just leave the food, she insists I have to eat it all. I confronted her, told her she's making me fat. My mom got really upset and stopped cooking altogether. Is the poster the asshole?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are. She's cooking for you still.
She's trying so hard. Yeah. So sweet. And honestly, living out of the kindness of anybody cooking for you if you couldn't afford to eat, yeah, man.
And now you blew it because you pissed her off. So yeah. Now she's not cooking for you at all. So
yep.
You're an asshole. You have to live with it. Now you're going to get Taco Bell and still get fat anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck with that.
Free food. Gosh. Yeah. Okay, this one has been decided on. I am going to tell you the details. This will be our last one. And then you can decide, and I'll tell you if you are in line with what everybody else has decided, okay? Last week was my daughter's 16th birthday party. We decided to go all out on her party for a variety of reasons. This included a private tour of a place she's always wanted to go to and a rented room in her favorite restaurant for a catered dinner.
Jeez.
They required everybody to RSVP because they needed final counts. And side note, I've been looking into catered dinners. They're expensive. They're like $100 per person, and that's like on the lower end. So I can imagine this is very, very tense. Okay, anyway, her sister-in-law and two kids did not RSVP, showed up to the birthday party. They started making a huge scene when they found out there were no chairs or dinners for them. So the poster, the OP, had her and her kids escorted out by security. Is she the asshole?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
That is understandable.
Yeah, so they should have RSVP'd.
Yep.
I've seen this happen before.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done a wedding, you know, and people don't RSVP, and they show up, and usually, if there's a buffet, they can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
They can throw a couple extra chairs on a table or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's people that don't show up that RSVP. They don't show, you know, they don't show up, so there's actually room for them.
Yeah.
But if it's like a sit-down thing, and the counts have to be tight if it's a sit-down dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So if there's wait staff and all that. So, yeah. If they didn't... They didn't RSVP, and then they show up on the day of, and it's 3 to 5 people.
And they're starting to make a scene, yeah.
If it's one person, that's one thing. But if it's like 3 to 5 people, and they make a scene on top of that, and it's your sister?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. So apparently the reason that she is having this crisis is because the entire side of that family is just so angry about it. Because it was heartless, and she shouldn't have turned her away, and isn't she family? But you are correct. Everybody else, it has been tagged as not an asshole, and I agree. But that is an interesting one. People are crazy, man.
Yeah, people are crazy, and they'll do that.
Yeah.
They just expect for, you know, you to take care of them because, you know, that's your sister.
Yeah.
But it's like, you better RSVP if you're going to go.
Yeah. There's respect for the other person, you know? Respect for the person who organized that for her daughter.
I can see stuff happening at the last minute. You're not able to make it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But if you're going to go, and you know the whole time you're going to go, then RSVP that you're going to go.
Yeah. It's not that hard. It's still free.
It's not a hard thing. Not a hard thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my 3 cents on it. So
Yeah.
I like this.
it's good. I will do more research for our second edition of the Am I the Asshole?
Yes.
Nikki and Randy.
I like this.
But there's a few really, really good ones that I didn't see on my quick research. But
good call.
Classic ones. Yep.
Good call. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've been the asshole and you don't know it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah, let us know.
And if you're wondering if you're the asshole, ask us. We'll give you our 2 cents.
We'll tell you.
Randy will tell you his 3 cents.
Exactly.